I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A plan for redistricting Colorado Springs City Council regions has been finalized, addressing a growing population in the north and eastern parts of the city. The city clerk is required to redraw district boundaries every 4 years. All six district seats are up for election on April's municipal ballot. Local health collaboratives are splitting more than $118,000 in recent grant funds. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
The Colorado Springs Health Foundation split the money among four different health-related collaborative efforts in the Pikes Peak region. Kari Davis directs the Colorado Springs Health Foundation. She says the organization holds collaboration as one of its central values.
Health is complicated, and oftentimes to truly make improvements in complex social issues like health status, you need multiple perspectives. You need organizations and people and disciplines working together.
Recipients include the PACE Community Integration and Expansion Collaborative, which seeks to bring services to people with disabilities. This is the second funding cycle for the foundation, which was established in 2012. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
A Denver man who spent 28 years in prison for a rape he long denied committing has been found not guilty by a jury after prosecutors tried him again. Clarence Moses L. was released from prison last year after another prisoner claimed he was responsible. On Monday, jurors found Moses L. not guilty of all charges. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.